Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Is never just luck.
If you think winning is only a matter of chance, think again. We bring you sports gaming strategies and information that changes outcomes.
Keep it here
and get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Good news, bad news. Good news is the U.S. is getting it done, although it's a basketball game still. It's a game still, but they are up. They're up by 8 points right now. We've got them on the money line parlay to get through into the next games this evening. We've got soccer coming up here this evening. And I'm on Brazil tonight to advance in men's soccer. They're taking on Mexico. And then we got Spain and Japan. Matthias, what are your picks for tonight's soccer action in the Olympics?
Dave, I'm going with Spain again. I've been running with Spain just because I think they're capable of doing whatever they want to do to any team. They have a lot of talent. And I think Mexico upsets Brazil today. They've always seemed to upset them in many other times in the past, especially in the youth division. And right now, Mexico is just on fire. That team believes they could win it again. They've won a World Cup before when it comes to their youth. It wouldn't be a huge shock to me if Mexico gets it done tonight.
All right, Mexico. You call them Mexico, so you're going to in regulation time, or you're just going to take them to qualify in advance?
Qualify in advance. Regulation could be tight. A lot of these games, you know, go into overtime these days once we get down to the knockout rounds. You don't know how teams might play in the second half. Mexico attacks very well up front with Antuna and Lainez, Vega. They're really in form right now, man. What they did to Korea was tough, man. Korea was coming in hot, and they dispatched them 6 goals in Asia. You know, they're on top of it right now.
What about the total of 2.5? Because as you stated, semifinal match. It ain't going to be 6 goals scored in this game. But what about the total of 2.5? What do you think about that?
I'm going with the over, Gabe. I like the over. I could see 3-2. I could see 4-2. It could be 4-2 Brazil. It could be 3-2 Brazil. Or it could be 3-2 Mexico. You know, it could be 4-2 Mexico. These teams like to score goals. This game is going to be open.
It's a lot of goals.
There could be a lot of goals, Gabe. These guys like to attack. Brazil's going to have fun out there today. This game's going to be pretty open, in my opinion. Both these teams like to go up, and they like to create chances.
All right, so I played Brazil to advance.
So minus 164. Matthias likes Mexico to advance. Now, listen, I've got Spain to win this thing, right? I've got Spain at plus 200 to win gold in soccer. So I just, you know, I don't know if I'm going to pull the trigger on tonight. Right now, Spain are plus 135. Plus 135 in regulation. Plus 195 is the draw after 90 minutes. And Japan is plus 230. The draw in Mexico and Brazil is plus 220. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. It's level three. The pips, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between, including all of our radio affiliates. We're breaking it down. We're going to talk some NFL football in a couple of minutes with Rick Saratella. Get you caught up to date. Carson Wentz is injured. Shocker. So with Carson Wentz, he underwent surgery earlier in the day today. He's going to be out for, they're kind of vague. And when they're saying 5 to 12 weeks, but does anybody actually expect this to be 5 weeks? Frank Reich said that they'll be fine. He basically said if Carson Wentz isn't here for a game or two, we'll be fine. We like the guys we have here. So he's insinuating that Carson Wentz is back, let's say, in week three. Which, listen, the NFL season doesn't start. The regular season doesn't start till September the 12th. That would take us into basically, you know, September 25th, 26th-ish or whatever, into late September, which would give Carson Wentz time. Except it's not like Carson Wentz is somebody that hasn't just had injury problems all the time. All right, so we've got Olympic action, soccer action, dramatic game last night, man. Canada victorious against the United States in women's Olympic action. They're on into the final against Sweden. We're into the semifinals in men's soccer action, and there's time to get in on this game. Mexico and Brazil. Mexico and Brazil. Matthias likes, our boy Matthias is going Mexico in the upset here. I've got Brazil to advance at minus 164, and I've already got Spain at plus 200 to win a gold medal. If it's one thing I can say, so far, so good in the futures that we played. We played Japan to win a gold medal in baseball. Japan are now the favorites, and they're alive to win a gold medal in baseball. They're still alive. We've got Spain to win a gold medal in soccer. Spain are the favorites to win a gold medal. They're still alive, and we've got them at a nice price. We've got Poland to win a gold medal in men's volleyball. That was McInnes' pick that we jumped on, and they're still alive, and they're actually the favorites now once again. So it's not bad. You know, we played three futures of these, you know, for gold medal events.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, winning isn't everything. Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
And we're still going. Oh, yeah, we added Damian Walker. If you want to get in on that, that starts tomorrow evening around dinner time Eastern. So get in on Damian Walker, decathlon. We'll tell you about it on the other side. Ed Moore, bring it.
You've got a lot going on.
Work, family, kids.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The late night anger management crisis continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The countdown is on. It is hard to believe because we started, and I remember it was like, yeah, we're 89 days away. We're 72 days away. We're still a couple of months away, but it's coming. It's getting here. Well, now, technically, since we're the overnight hours, we are now just 2 days away from the start of the National Football League preseason. There's a lot of NFL news to get to. Rick Saratella steps up in it. NFL Draft Bible, always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
Ooh, wait, 2 days away. I got to get my birthday suit ready, Gabe.
Well, you know what? My birthday is actually coming up next week. So symbolic. Yeah, we appreciate it. August the 10th. August the 10th.
Except you don't want to see me in my birthday suit.
No, I don't, actually. I don't. I really don't. And nobody wants to see me in mine either. I saw it as Tom Brady's birthday, actually, in a couple of days. And I just saw a story at camp how we absolutely lost it. And this is what makes Tom Brady Tom Brady. And that he competes all the time. Not just like, oh, yeah, we're going to try to win the Super Bowl. He's such a, you know, that's what makes him so great, that he understands you must compete in practice to be ready for the season. And then you must, you know, practice hard during the season to be ready for the playoffs. So basically, guys, we're still early in camp. They win the Super Bowl. Party's over. The honeymoon's over. And that's what makes Brady so great, too, that he won last year. And he's in a bad mood already in camp. So basically, he got sacked in camp. He got sacked at a drill. I guess it was a pretty tense back and forth scrimmage. He gets sacked. He's enraged, and he punts the football in anger, like 40 yards. People are like, oh, it's a great punt. Like, he smoked it. So he smokes the ball in anger. The next play, a wide receiver fell down. And he said, I don't give an F how effing tired you are. He goes, you got to make plays. And he took his helmet off and threw his helmet and stormed off the field. Didn't meet with the media after. And Arians was asked about it and said, Tom is right. These guys need to make plays and understand. It might be practice, but it doesn't matter. You need to make plays if you're on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He sets a high-ass bar, this guy, doesn't he, bro?
Yeah, and first of all, he only has birthdays on leap years, right? But, you know, and that's exactly right, though, because I had Brian Baldinger on my show just earlier yesterday, and he mentioned he was in Tampa Bay. And that's the big deal. Will this team get complacent, right? Because everybody talks about they return all 22 starters and then some, right? Like, even too deep on the roster, they return those guys too. But, oh, by the way, they return their entire coaching staff as well, which is unheard of when you win a Super Bowl, and also unheard of when you got about 39 coaches on the staff. So this is really a unique, rare situation in the modern era for a team able to repeat and – in fact, Tom Brady's New England Patriots were the last team to do it in the early 2000s. But, you know, what you have to love and admire about Tom Brady is that this team won the Super Bowl in his first year, and he's not going to take his foot off the gas. He's almost motivated now to prove that, hey, I can go win back-to-back with a second organization just to prove a point.
You're exactly right. And you look at Tom Brady, and even though – they won the Super Bowl. Everyone's back. I look at this, Rick, like he's just sending a message to everybody. If you think that this is a party because we won last year and that I'm going to be buddy-buddy like I was when I was all drunk that day, like, no, like you said, this is a leap year thing, right? You caught him smiling one day and that was it, right? Like, and he'll, next time Brady will smile will be if they win the Super Bowl this year. That's, you know, that's what drives the guy. And it really is amazing how his hunger, you stated, the more he wins, the more he wants to win. He doesn't think, wow, now I'm really accomplished. No, he's like, no, let's do this again. Let's do this again. So a quarterback that beat Tom Brady was Nick Foles. And Nick Foles is in Chicago right now, except clearly he's not part of their plans. They gave Andy Dalton $10 million, and they drafted Justin Fields. So it's clear that Nick Foles is not in the picture. Nick Foles is talking about how this is as good as he's ever felt before, and we all know what he's doing. He's talking basically about the relationship with Frank Reich and the Indianapolis Colts. Yet, can you imagine you're Carson Wentz
You had Nick Foles terrorize you, ruin your life. You go to Indianapolis and they sign Nick Foles? Do you see them signing Nick Foles or I should say trading for him, et cetera? Or do you think they're going to go with Jacob Eason? What's your take on this? Is Carson Wentz underwent surgery today. Reich is saying he's going to be out for, it's pretty vague, he's going to be out for 5 to 12 weeks after he went underwent surgery on his injured left foot today. Rick, what do you make of the situation in Indy?
It's a shame, right, because I was ready to anoint this team as a contender, and then Andrew Luck retired. And so they patched it together with Phillip Rivers, and they had a good run, and then he retired. And then they rolled the dice with Carson Wentz, and we've talked about it. We understood the allure reuniting with Frank Wright. It was the one situation where he could get right. But this guy now has suffered his third major injury during what has been, a five-year career. And even going back to North Dakota State, he was always injured. So to me, 5 to 12 weeks is so funny. Someone said, hey, that's funny because that'll be their record too, 5 and 12. But, it's
cold.
The reality is this. This team is built to win now. And Jacob Eason has not taken an NFL snap as far as I'm aware of.
No, and he hasn't.
So so they've drafted him. They developed him, but you really don't know what you have until the bullets start flying. So I definitely expect and anticipate them to add a veteran quarterback. And hey, you know what? Nick Foles wouldn't be the worst idea. So if I'm Chris Ballard, I'm making that call. I'm exploring the opportunity. And you know what? The reality is they're going to probably have to give up some draft equity. The other option is, hey, cut down days right around the corner, who might be released, who might be let go. They can, play the waiting game for a little while here.
Yeah, Nick Foles only makes $4 million this year, too. I guess he already got the bonus and everything. So he's only on the hook for $4 million, which does make him a little attractive. But as you stated, I think if you're the Indianapolis Colts, are the Chicago Bears really going to pay $4 million, bro, for a third-string quarterback? That's just not the way the league is run anymore, right? They gave Dalton 10. They got a first-round pick in Fields. They can't pay everybody, bro.
Well, I think you average about $30 to $40 million per team per quarterback.
Yeah, so then they would be in the
ballpark. And they got a quarterback deal. So and Dalton's at 10, so they could do it, and they could play the waiting game as well, because there's only more quarterbacks bound to get injured. So the more another quarterback gets hurt, suddenly Nick Foles' trade stock is increasing here. So no, I get it from all parties.
Listen, we should note, though, that Jacob Eason was ranked as the top pro-style quarterback coming into college, right? So this isn't new. I mean, the kid's got a lot of skill. He was going to go to Georgia, ends up at Washington when it's all said and done. So he kind of flew under the radar a little bit in the Pacific Northwest. But he is 6'6", 230 pounds. Frank Reich seemingly is ready to, I think they might be ready to go with the guy. I mean, they drafted him. Did you like him coming out of college? What was your grade on him?
No, he was a big-time recruit. He began at Georgia and always had a cannon of an arm. I don't think he actually put it all together, and so that was the deal. Like, I actually like the fact that he got to sit for a year because he was by no means ready to enter right away. So the year of development is definitely going to go a long way towards hopefully what will be a successful career. But I think he just had to be reeled in a little bit with some of the decision making, the consistency, the accuracy issues. You know, it's a lot. It's a big ask for Jacob Eason to go from a developmental quarterback to now, okay, here you are, the stage is yours. But hey, we've seen crazier things. We've seen
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+ TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Recently, our company's softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Tom Brady step in and never look back, right?
Hey, listen, they started Jacoby Brissett there, right? So nothing against Jacoby Brissett, but and Frank Reich is a great quarterbacks coach. So I almost have faith in Frank, no matter who he puts out there, except Carson Wentz. Almost, this might actually be a blessing for tomorrow with Rick Caratello on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Continue. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenz. We're throwing it down on SiriusXM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Network. The countdown is on. NFL preseason starts on Thursday night. The Pittsburgh Steelers laying 1.5 to the Dallas Cowboys in the Hall of Fame game. And, Rick, if there's one issue of concern for the season coming in to the season for the Pittsburgh Steelers, it has to be this offensive line. And it's a lot of the names that you guys are used to, and there's a changing of the guard right now, except Big Ben is still there, except Pouncey retired. DeCastro is gone. Villanueva is actually on the Baltimore Ravens now, of all teams. So they're rebuilding this offensive line. They got the new running back out of Alabama. They've got an aging quarterback. You've got a young running back and an old quarterback. You kind of want to say, yeah, but our offensive line is really good. They've got some concerns about this. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, and it all starts to play out on Thursday, Rick.
Yeah, and we're going to get a look at it right away here and see how this rebuilt kind of makeshift patchwork offensive line has been pieced together. But Kevin Colbert, I believe, is one of the best in the business when it comes to replacing veterans and finding bargains in the open market. So I will say this. Big Ben Roethlisberger has some weapons to throw to there, and we talked about Najee Harris, how they will lean on him. I believe 300 carries is in the future of a Najee Harris, which will alleviate some of that pressure from Big Ben Roethlisberger, but it doesn't mean squat, diddly, bow, if they can't block up front, and the game is won in the trenches, so all eyes will be on the offensive line as well as that defensive line. I think on both sides of the ball with the Steelers, there's a lot of change there that was inevitable, right, and they had a lot of aging veterans and some guys there that are changing the identity of this Pittsburgh Steelers team on the fly. Talk about rebuilding and moving on. But, you know, when you take a look at Deontay Johnson, Juju Smith-Schuster, who I believe is going to have a big bounce back season along with Chase Claypool now, don't forget about Eric Ebron there at tight end. Those are some four really legitimate playmaking types that I think Ben Roethlisberger could have a pretty big season lined up.
People forget, or people don't give them credit, I guess, or want to recognize, they were 11-0. They were 11-0, except it seemed like it was a fragile 11-0, and then the wheels fell off. To me, it all comes down to Ben. You know, you talk about the defense, but it comes down to Ben Roethlisberger and the offense that they run. You know, Ben Roethlisberger can still make plays, but for whatever reason, bro, they threw the football like 50-plus times a game multiple times last year. And I don't know if they just thought, because you know what? We tried to run the ball and we can't. It doesn't work. But I know that the owners, I know that the Rooneys, I know that Tomlin's talked about it, Pittsburgh Steeler football, back to our roots, and pounding the rock. So they draft the running back, Najee Harris, out of Alabama. But
it'll be interesting to see if the offensive line, because, you know, if you have a fresh line, you figure that they will run the ball a little bit more. But the fact is, and you know this, covering all these kids, most offensive linemen now, Rick, out of college are better at pass protection, aren't they, than actually run blocking.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lack of development at the collegiate level with offensive line, and I listen to so many of these press conferences. I almost hear every coach say, hey, we're looking to upgrade our offensive line. I mean, there's not a team in the league that's not looking to upgrade, at the very least, depth on the offensive line. But, you know, I think the Steelers have done a great job plugging in these veterans, and they parted ways with an Antonio Brown. They pieced that together. They parted ways with a Le'Veon Bell, which I think was the right decision, but it took them a year or two now to find a replacement. James Conner, not really an elusive back, right? He'll get you three. Benny Snell, same deal. And so now they've got a guy, Harris, who's a power back, but he's got a little jiggle, a little wiggle. You know, back in the day, they used to say you got to jiggle it just a little bit so we can wiggle it. And that's what Najee Harris is bringing to the table. He can make you miss. He can pick up the extra yardage, and he can move the chains. And that's going to go a long way in the Pittsburgh Steelers' success in terms of finishing the deal, because they started off hot. They started off rapid. And then they just filtered out and folded like a cheap suit.
FanDuel have the Baltimore Ravens as the favorites to win the AFC North, plus 120. Cleveland Browns, plus 160. Then there's a big drop-off. The Pittsburgh Steelers are plus 450, and the Cincinnati Bengals are 17-1. I find it interesting, actually, that Baltimore are plus 120 to win a division, just when you consider how much love and how much hype there is on the Cleveland Browns. But the Baltimore Ravens are actually the fifth choice to win the Super Bowl. Kansas City are 5-1. Tampa are 6.50. Buffalo are 12-1. Green Bay are 12-1. Baltimore are 14-1. Cleveland are 16-1. Do you agree? Do you think the Baltimore are the team to beat in that division?
I think it's close. I'll be honest with you. Outside of Cincinnati, I could see any one of these teams winning this division. I really do think it's up for grabs, and I think it'll come down to the quarterback play, just like it always does in the NFL. And can Lamar Jackson bounce back and recapture that MVP form? If he does, I think the Ravens are the team to beat, because I'm a big John Harbaugh fan. I think he's always got his team ready to compete. However, I mean, look at Mike Tomlin. He's never had a losing record in his career. I mean, there's something to be said for that. And Cleveland, I mean, you could argue there that that's the most talented roster, and maybe the hungriest, because they haven't enjoyed any. I mean, when's the last time the Cleveland Browns won a division? Must have been Bernie Kosar behind center.
Yeah, to me, that's a good point, actually, that the Browns are still hungry. They've had sand kicked in their eyes and faces for the last whatever million years, but specifically in this division for the last 10, 15, 20 years or so. I guess it has been 20 years, like, essentially. Ben Roethlisberger's entire career, essentially, he's just owned them. If, you know, you look at the Baltimore Ravens, I like them. I like the upgrade in talent, but I don't think they should be plus 120 favorites. I think there's a little bit of value on the Cleveland Browns at plus 160. And, hell, the Pittsburgh Steelers at plus 450 aren't a bad football team. But what they already have Hollywood Brown, obviously. Then they draft. How high were you on Bateman? How high were you on Rashad Bateman, the wide receiver that they drafted?
You know, I like Bateman. I would have liked to see him be more of a wide receiver, too. And he might be in Baltimore, but at the end of the day, Hollywood Brown's a slot receiver, and you know, he's more of an outside boundary guy. So I think he might actually wind up and see more targets than a Hollywood Brown. But I like Rashad Bateman. Very lengthy, almost 6'2", just a shade underneath, about 200 pounds. So he has a sturdy frame, solid route runner, dependable hands, works the sidelines very well. And I think he's going to make an immediate impact.
Now, if you look, though, even though they added, there's no depth here. And if somebody gets hurt, they're almost right back to where they started almost. So as I said, you got Marquise Brown, you got Hollywood Brown. They bring in Sammy Watkins, who kind of rejuvenated his career in Kansas City a little bit. We'll see if he can make plays now with Baltimore. They draft Rashad Bateman out of Minnesota. And then, of course, they've got Mark Andrews, who's sort of their go-to guy. J.K. Dobbins at running back. Ingram's gone. They've got Gus Edwards. What do you like this roster? I think Cleveland should be the team to beat, not Baltimore. I think the oddsmakers got it wrong. I think there's value on the Browns at plus 160.
I don't disagree. I think they just signed Todd Gurley, too, another aging veteran. And so he's in the backfield now. You know, Michael Gallup, I think, was a guy that might have been a mistake letting him go. I heard he's going to have a big-time season in Dallas, and he began his career with the Baltimore Ravens. But they do use – you know, here's the deal, Gabe. When you start lining up that 12 personnel and you start running RPOs with Lamar Jackson – I mean, you know, and then he's playing pitch and catch down the field with Marquise Hollywood Brown. It's a hard offense to stop once you get rolling and the pieces are in place on the defense to be one of the top 10 defenses in the NFL. So I think when you have a good defense, you've got a running back by committee and then an RPO offense that, hey, when Lamar Jackson's clicking, we saw, you know, what he could do when he won that MVP. Now, when he gets to the playoffs, it's a different deal. But how much is he bitter from his two one-and-done playoff appearances? Do the Ravens have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder?
The Ravens always have a chip on their shoulder. That's the Ravens.
I mean, you got to love those primetime Ravens-Steelers matchups, right?
Oh, and I love Ravens camp as well. Like, Harbaugh just sets it up so they beat the crap out of each other. Very, very competitive. And just for the record, guys, with preseason set to begin with the Hall of Fame game on Thursday, then next week there's a full slate of preseason games. Harbaugh and the Ravens take the preseason very seriously. He always has, for whatever reason, even though he's been around forever. And I guess it's just that competitiveness that he has. He's a Harbaugh, so he's a nut job, right? So he's just that competitive. And he likes having an angry camp. He doesn't mind players fighting in camp. And you know, he wants a competitive atmosphere. And it trickles down into the preseason results as well. That's the thing. And we'll go over it, guys, as the preseason approaches and teams start to take the field. But some coaches really don't care about the preseason very much, you know, and some coaches do. And Tomlin is one guy that does. Harbaugh is another guy that has in the past, as we kick it with Rick Saratella. So, Rick, I see you have a lot of Hall of Fame coverage, actually, about the actual Hall up on your Twitter right now. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, we had the Pro Football Hall of Fame CEO David Baker on the state of football. He just took us through the week of preparation, 28 enshrinees in the 2021 NFL draft class. And I don't know if you ever experienced the Hall of Fame weekend, Gabe. I had an opportunity.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Recently, our company's softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, winning isn't everything. Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
For the first time in my career 2 years ago, and it was an unbelievable experience, but I said, golly, like how, I think there was 8 guys inducted and it took about 8 hours to do. I said, how the heck are they going to induct 28 guys? So David.
They're limiting the speeches, right? Hold on, Rick. We'll get you out of here in a couple of minutes. I'm just fascinated by this with so many inductees going in this year. More with Saratella on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Some people get their information from just anybody.
Friends, coworkers, horoscopes, gum wrappers. If that's you,
dude,
what are you doing?
Credibility.
It's a thing.
We're your trusted source for gaming, odds, and more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to the Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues as the countdown does as well. The start of the National Football League preseason, of course, begins on Thursday night. And the 2021 Pro Football Hall of Fame Enshrinement Week, powered by Johnson Controls, kicks off with the Hall of Fame game on Thursday. And then we got the Enshrinement Hall of Fame game, a nationally televised Enshrinees Gold Jacket Dinner on Friday. And the Enshrinement of the Centennial Class of 2020, Saturday, August the 7th. And then the Enshrinees Roundtable, the festivities comprising of the greatest gathering in football, wrap up on Monday night with a concert for the legends. And you talked about it, Rick. It's one thing I've never done before. I've been to the national championship college football game. Tim Tebow and Sam Bradford, too, is a pretty big one at the time. Oklahoma and Florida. I've been to Super Bowls before, but I've never been to Canton. And we've got listeners there. They send me T-shirts and stuff. And it definitely is something that I've got to do as a football fan. Get to the Hall of Fame game itself and then check out the Hall of Fame. Are you going this year?
You know, I didn't make it out this year, Gabe. I went out 2 years ago for the first time, and what an incredible experience. Every football fan, whether you work in football or not, should just experience it one time. And it's a week-long festivity. You just never know who you're going to bump into. You're surrounded by legendary greats all week long, and the induction ceremonies are so cool. And again, we talked about it last segment, 28 inductees this year. So you're in for a special treat if you go to this year's festivities. I mean, Tom Flores, Peyton Manning, Calvin Johnson, Drew Pearson's in now, Charles Woodson. We talked about the Pittsburgh Steelers and Bill Nunn, what he meant to building that organization as a scout. Yeah. John Lynch is in, Alan Faneca. I mean, what an incredible group of players going into the NFL Hall of Fame. So you definitely have to check it out. And we're actually having on at 9 a.m. today, actually, if your listeners are still awake and want a football fix. We're going to have the Hall of Fame Village CEO, Mike Crawford, on with us, and he's going to talk about the Johnson Controls Hall of Fame Village, which they've pumped $900 million into what they're calling the Disneyland of football. So you'll see they're just about complete with phase one. You'll see the construction going on in Canton. And the cool thing is, Gabe, hey, this is the first sold-out football stadium. The Tom Benson Stadium now holds 20,000 fans. It's going to be sold out. Actually, it's sold out in 20 minutes. That's the first sold-out football game since the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
And it's on Thursday night, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Dallas Cowboys, two iconic National Football League franchises. And speaking of some of the players that are being inducted, it's amazing because we talked about Tom Brady earlier, and one of Tom Brady's college teammates, Charles Woodson, getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's amazing, isn't it? Brady's been around so long, bro, that his college teammates are getting inducted into the Hall of Fame now.
It's unbelievable, right? And Peyton Manning's only like a couple years older, right? And he's going into Hall of Fame, so he's been retired at it for, you know, 5 years already. And Calvin Johnson, you talk about the Detroit Lions, they just rob players of their careers. Like, you know, they put Barry Sanders into early retirement. Calvin Johnson now refuses to acknowledge the Detroit Lions by name. I mean, it's really unbelievable. And now Matthew Stafford said, hey, I had enough. Get me out of here. But if you want to go someplace to die in your professional NFL career, go to Detroit. Hopefully Chris Spielman can turn it around.
Yeah, poor Jared Goff. The guy doesn't have a hope in hell. Doesn't have to get rid of all their wide receivers. And then they bring in Campbell. But, of course, don't worry. He's going to eat people's kneecaps and stuff, right? They're going to eat flesh. They're going to break people's kneecaps.
You know, that press conference is going to wind up being the highlight of the Lions season.
I think you're right. I think it might be. You know, one thing, though, and we always talk, everybody sort of looks good, but not everybody, but Sewell Perry Sewell has lived up to the hype. Everybody that's seen Sewell so far has said, yeah, this kid looks like a top offensive lineman type thing. Like, there's no question marks. He's showing up, and he looks good right away.
Yeah, he made me a believer, and I saw him as a sophomore, and he was the most dominant player on his team by far. And, yeah, if you see him in person, on the field, the competitiveness, the strength, and that's the other thing is, like, this guy still has room for improvement, which is a scary thought because some of his technical aspects, especially in the pass protection to your earlier point last segment, he can tidy that up a little bit. He tends to lounge and get caught overextended at times. But, I mean, we're talking about very minute details that, you know, he's so good that he'll improve that, no doubt about it.
Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, with us for a couple of more minutes. And, Rick, I'm not a fan. You know, I like the instant access and stuff, but remember the old days, you'd have to order a newsletter, right, to know what's going on in camp and, you know, maybe like the daily newspaper type of stuff. But now, guy throws an interception, oh, he had a horrible day, right? Tua threw a couple of picks, like literally in the first day of practice, and he got buried for it. And I know because I remember they used to do it with Josh Allen. Oh, look at the interception that Josh Allen just threw in practice. Somebody films it in the stands. Remember poor Hackenberg, bro? He used to one hop passes in camp, and it was on Twitter like within 10 seconds. And it wasn't good. So I don't like overreacting to this stuff, but Zach Wilson's first day with the Jets did not go very well. He looked out of place. I'm seeing now he was much more comfortable in day two. From what I saw, and I see some of the videos, it's kind of what we talked about it. I don't think anyone can question that this kid's an athlete. Right. I don't think anyone can question the kid's arm, the arm strength. I like the velocity of the throws. To me, it's solely how is he going to learn to read NFL defenses? This kid hasn't seen anything before like what Belichick, McDermott, and what Flores are going to throw at him.
You know, it's interesting because I hear the Jets talk about, and specifically the head coach, Robert Saleh, and some of the other coaches there talk about Zach Wilson. They say he's a gym rat. He has all the intangibles that you look for and ask for. And the arm angles, you know, the rare throws, cross-body, cross-field throws that he can make. And that's all fine and dandy. But, listen, you should only have to pull that out of the repertoire on occasion. When you're scrambling around every single play, and you've got no time to throw the ball, and you're scrambling around like Fran Tarkenton back there, how's that going to work out on the NFL level on a daily basis? And so, you know, I just don't think that there's the weapons there for him to succeed. We saw that last several years of Sam Darnold's development. Okay, they drafted Elijah Moore. Great. But, yeah, going back to your earlier comments about overreacting in training camp, like, hey, the kid's 20 years old. It's his first practice. Oh, by the way, he just lost his essentially QB mentor in Greg Knapp, who died, rest his soul, in a bicycle crash. Give the kid a break. Give him a break. Let's reserve our judgment.
Well, that's why it's called training camp and practice.
Yeah, right. And you're trying out, you know, gadget plays. You're testing out different looks and coverages. So, yeah, I mean, the overreaction, I think with the social media, too, it's been a significant overreaction.
There's nothing. Can you imagine Al Davis from the old days? Al Davis didn't even want helicopters flying over stadiums, right? Like, he was ultra paranoid. And nowadays, like, as you say, the teams can't stop it. You know the coaches don't like it, right? That every play on practice is on right on. It's online right away, and everyone sees video of this stuff right away. But the owners like charging fans money to go watch the practices.
Well, unless you're Jerry Jones. Yeah, unless you're Jerry Jones and you're aggressively seeking to be on Hard Knocks and you see.
Yeah, unless you want to. Jerry Jones will give you the playbook if you ask him. The new show, Playbook. NFL Playbook. Yeah, yeah. Jerry's like, hey, why? It'll get us, we'll sell a lot of jerseys. Show them the playbook.
They'll be talking about us.
So, speaking of which, actually, before we get you out of here, of the Dallas Cowboys, I've talked a lot about the backup quarterback situation there. I think it's a dangerous game they're playing with Cooper Rush, Garrett Gilbert, and Ben DiNucci. Jerry has shown in the past he's patient with coaches because it reflects on him because he makes the decisions. But what are you expecting from Coach Mike McCarthy in year two? I'll give him
all the new coaches last year, same with Joe Judge, who I thought did a great job under the circumstances, but I will cut a little slack to coaches that were with new teams last year. They didn't really have a full camp. They were meeting guys on Zoom, etc. So this is a little bit different for McCarthy, but no excuses this year. He's got a loaded roster, even I should say on offense. The defense has some question marks, but what's your take on McCarthy? And then I don't know what their love affair with Kellen Moore is there either, bro.
Yeah, well, and listen, now Dak has got the shoulder thing where he said he's never had arm pain in his career, and now he's got a sore throwing shoulder. So that's a whole nother issue right now. And so I don't expect him to play at all in the preseason, at least not the first game, maybe not at all in the entire preseason. But, you know, going back to Coach McCarthy, you know, it's funny. I remember his introduction press conference, and there was a big deal made about how his year in football off, he stayed home. He met with all these coaches. He did all these Zoom calls to learn how to become innovative, right, because his Green Bay offense had become stale. And then, I don't know, I was watching the Cowboys offense last year. I didn't see anything innovative or new coming out of Coach McCarthy. It was kind of the same old mantra. So, yeah, I think there's pressure on there, especially with the division that's up for grabs. There's a lot of uncertainty at the quarterback position around that conference or around that division. And if Dak Prescott can prove to be healthy and Ezekiel Elliott comes back, I mean, there's a lot of ifs in Dallas, but if half of those ifs pan out, then they should win that division.
I'll tell you what, Mike McCarthy is raving about a player you and I talked a lot about, and that's Micah Parsons. Much so, and this is crazy to hear a coach talk about a kid like this. He needs to play on opening day. You have to trust what your eyes are telling you, and when I watch him, I see a fluid and explosive player. The game's not too big for him. Some guys run 4-3. Some guys play 4-3. He's the kind of guy who plays fast. He looks like he's done this before at this level before. Pretty freaking high praise from a head coach for Parsons.
Well, and you talk about all these guys who sat out the past year, like Penei Sewell's pants on fire, Micah Parsons looks like the real deal. I mean, maybe there's something to sitting out the year that these guys are so amped up, so jacked up from not playing in 12, 16 months that they're coming out here in training camp. Hey, it's game time. It's live. Like, buckle up. I'm not playing around. I'm out here. I haven't played in a year and a half. Like, hey, get it or quit it, man. And so I think there's some truth to that, that Micah Parsons out there going 110% while some of these veterans might be going 75%.
Yeah, Parsons said exactly what you're talking about. He said, last year was pretty long and dreadful. That's why I'm really excited to be out here this year. So you just nailed that right there without knowing his quote. Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, kicking it with us. So, we got about a minute left, so I know you got a bunch of State of Football podcast up. What's the state? Tell us about the State of Football, what you guys break down.
Yes, season 2.0. Today is actually our one-year anniversary. It's our 261st episode. Thank you, Gabe. And I had no idea we'd be here 1 year later doing the dang thing. But when the COVID issue arrives, we just launched the show. We called it the State of Football. We didn't know if the football season was coming or going, who's opting in, who's opting out, which conference is in, which conference is out. And here we are a year later still talking about COVID-related things. But we cover all football, whether it's Canadian football, European League football, Hub football. I mean, USFL football, we just love football here at the NFL Draft Bible, and I appreciate that plug.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll have our eye on the CFL, and you can watch it ESPN2 Thursday night. Winnipeg Blue Bombers and the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Great cup rematch. Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible. Always a pleasure, my man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Tips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thanks to all of our guests for joining us this evening. Rick Saratella, George Kurtz, Julio Rosario. Shout out to everybody in our chat tonight as well. Ken Peacock, Greg Sooner, Lisa in Oklahoma kicking it with us. We got Ken in England, Josh Ranger in the house. Andre, we've had a full house here tonight. So we appreciate Iceland Joe in our chat this evening as well. So some overnight action. We're not done. We got to soak it up. The Olympics, right? We got to bet it when it's here. You got to support the games, man. Even though the Olympics are such, man, they're such sleazeballs, aren't they? They really are. You know, you see like they're investigating. Raven Saunders did like an X symbol. That's all. She put her arms. She crossed her arms into an X. And, oh, the IOC's investigating. Meanwhile, like a track and field athlete from Belarus basically got forcibly removed from the village, and they tried to send her back home. She seeked asylum. She's in like an embassy in Tokyo, not a Polish embassy. The IOC had nothing to say about that, but they're worried about a shot put athlete like doing an X symbol. But hey, it is what it is. The more things change, the more they stay the same in this world. But if you didn't get it on the parlay, we had that parlay with the United States, USA, France, Australia basketball. You can still get in on this. There's a couple hours still for those of you going to be up all night or into the early morning hours. So you got France versus Italy in men's basketball, Australia versus Argentina. I don't know. Are they both going to cover? They might. But if you don't want to worry about them not covering a point spread, you can play them on a money line. It's like minus 170 or so. Men's soccer, I've got Spain advancing, and I've got Brazil advancing. Matthias calls the upset with the Mexicans. I've got Brazil. I've already got Spain, too, at plus 200 to win gold. So I just need them to get through, get into the gold medal match, and we'll figure things out from there. We'll continue to cover the NBA free agency. There's still a lot of players out there, and we expect more signings in the morning. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Where you get your information is at least as important as what it is. We're your trusted source for gaming odds and strategy.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
"I found Nirvana! I win!"
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.